How is it possible that Yoyer had something that didn't come from his mishpacha? Shaguf. Malamed, it comes to teach us again. Shenosa Yoyer Isha. That Yoyer got married to a wife. Umeisa, and she died. V'yorsha. And Yoyer yashened his wife. And that's how we received these 23 cities. So from all these psukim and kitzim, we see clear this sign that a husband yashens his wife. Now the Gemara goes to explain, why do we need all these psukim for? For the Gemara, my v'yayna, what do we need all these psukim for? For v'chitayma, maybe you tell me the first pasuk of v'chol bas, yoreshes, nachalo, mimates b'nei Yisrael, maybe b'hasovas ha-ben, kokopit kro, maybe there is a question upon the son. Maybe not that a husband yashens the wife. But again, there it's talking about a daughter. When she goes to look for a husband, she should try and get a husband from the same shevet that her father is in. Why? Because we have to be afraid that maybe her father was from Shevet Reuven. And when the father dies, if there's no sons, so this daughter will yashin. She's going to have the Yerusha. Now let's say she got married to somebody from Shevet Shimon. So maybe now they'll have children, and when she dies, her son will yashin her, maybe. And therefore the Yerusha will go out of Shevet Reuven into Shevet Shimon. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is talking about. Avo Baal lo yoris. But from that Pasuk alone, we will not have any proof clearly to say that the husband yashins his wife. Maybe the Torah, when it's telling us that the daughter should marry her husband from the same Shevet, is not because if she dies, her new husband will take over the Yerusha. And if the husband is from another shevet, they'll go into another shevet. Maybe that, no. Maybe the husband is not yashin his wife. So the Gemara goes further on this Toshima coming here. The Pasuk says, Loi tosiv nachlo levnei Yisrael mimato lamato. Don't try and change the nachlos again from one shevet to another shevet. So it says it a second time. Schur means Pasuk to teach us that a husband also yashins his wife. So therefore, when the wife from one father from one shevet, she should try and marry her husband from the same shevet. So Mar says, no, maybe you'll tell me, lavarol of belav v'yesei. Again, no, the ikar problem is only the son. Maybe the husband does not yashin his wife. But the pasuk is telling us that his daughter should get married to her husband from the same shevet is again because of a son. What does the pasuk say it twice for? To tell us that there's a lav and an essay involved. This the Gemara says. So therefore the Gemara says, Toshima, come I'll bring you proof from another pasuk. The third pasuk that says, Loi tosiv nachlo mimato lamato achar. Do not change the Yerusha from one shevet to another shevet. So what does he say the third time for? The Chur means to include that a husband yashins his wife. So Mar says no. Again, the chitayman, maybe you tell me, lavarola b'shnei lavim v'yasei. Maybe again, it's only a problem that when the wife dies, the son would yashin her. And therefore, if she married a husband from another shevet, so the son is also goes after the father from another shevet, so the Yerusha would go from one shevet to another shevet. But also, all these three psukim are only talking about the son takes over the Yerusha from his mother. And it says it three times to tell us that there are two lavs involved in one asay. But again, we have no proof, maybe, that a husband would yashin his wife. So therefore, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you another proof. Toshima, the pasuk says, V'yeleze ben Aaron meis. And what? And he was buried in he was buried, v'givas Pinchas b'noi. So, how did Pinchas get this property? It must be because Pinchas married a wife and yashin his wife. So Moses says, no, v'chitem, maybe you tell me, Eliezer who denosev isiso, that maybe Eliezer married a wife, umeso, and she died, v'yarsa Pinchas, again, maybe a husband does not yashin his wife. Ayiso, where did Pinchas get this place, give us? If not from his father, Eliezer, Elazar. It could be no, because Elazar married a wife, and it belonged to his wife. And what happened was, that when his wife died, so then, not Eliezer, the husband, Yashin, but maybe Pinchas, the son, Yashin. So that's how it's possible that Pinchas had property that did not belong to his father. So Tashima, come in here, I'll bring you the last proof. The last proof is, the Pasuk says again, that the son of Hoylid as Yoyer. Again, and he had 23 Ayuris. Where did he get it from, if not for the fact that he yashined his own wife? The Chitayim, again, maybe you'll tell me and ask me the same question here also. Hosam Nami, maybe here also. Hosam Nami, there also. Hochihu, maybe they're also the same thing. That it was Sogov that married a wife. And when his wife died, his son Yoyer yashined. So that's where Yoyer got these 23 cities, even though his father did not have it. But again, maybe there's no proof that a husband yashins his wife. Someone says, "Imkain, if so, trey kroy lomeli. What do I have to have two psukim for then? To tell me the same thing, to say that when they had another wife, when they got married, that the son yashined the wife. So it must be to teach us that the halacha is a husband yashins his wife even before the children yashin the wife. Oh, malei rav popoli abaya. So popa said back to abaya. Mimai, who told you that's the pshat over here? Dilma may biliela may malach. Really, I'll tell you. Baal lo yaris. Maybe really the loch is that a husband does not yashin his wife. If so, kroi. So all the psukim before that say the locha, that a daughter, when she gets married, has to marry from the same shevet. The problem is, b'sibas haben kirishaninon, like we said before, the problem is because if she marries a husband from another shevet, when she dies and she has children, that the children also go after her husband's shevet, they'll yashin her, and the Yerusha will go to another shevet. Maybe the pasuk is only makbar upon the ben. I have the question, what do we need these two psukim of the Yoyer and Pinchas for? Maybe here, the Yoyer dissolvin mizvan, or Pinchas nami dissolvin mizvan. Maybe it just happened to be that they bought property. You know why it didn't belong to the father? Because they themselves were rich. And they bought the property themselves. Oh my life, so he said back, Pinchas the Zavin Mizvin Lemotzes Amrit. That you can't say. You can't say Pinchas bought property. To him came, if so, it was only the pshat is that Pinchas bought property. To him came, Nimtzes is going to come out that Soda Chazeres B'Yevil, that Pinchas buried his father Elazar in the property that he bought. Halacha is, if you buy property, you only buy it, you only own it until Yevil. After Yevil, it goes back to the owner. So it's going to come out that Yevil, the property, will go back to the original owner. Then in so come out Tzadik Kovah B'Kevah Shein Shalai, that the Tzadik Eliezer Elazar was buried in a property that's not going to stay by him. So you can't tell me that Pinchas bought this field. Elamai, it has to be Lechura that he yashin from his wife. Samura says no. Again, maybe that's not a proof here. Elo, Eima, maybe I'll tell you, Denof Lelo, Misodech Haromim. Maybe again, that Pinchas does not yashin his wife. The husband does not yashin his wife. If so, how is it possible that Pinchas received property that he'll keep Loilam, that he was able to bury his father Elazar there, and he'll stay by them, won't go away by Yovel? Maybe Misode Charomim. That's Locha Behegdish sometimes, when you mark this something with Cherim, so it goes to the Kahanim, and when the Kahanim receive it, they keep it to Yerlam. And Pinchas was a Kohen. So since Pinchas was a Kohen, maybe this came Misada Charamim. So that's how he was able to bury his father in this Givas, in this place Givas. So again, maybe there's no real proof to say that a husband yashins the father. Maybe that a husband yashins his wife. We have no proof. The Pesukim may be only upon the Ben, and there is that Yoya bought these properties, and Pinchas got it from Charamim. So again, we're back to Akasha. Where's the real proof to say that a husband yashins his father? Sumar says, Abaye says, Soif, Hakom Misakro Nachlo, Mishavet Imo, the shift of the Abo.
Yeah.
Well, three quarters down. Omar Abaye.
You're holding the Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Now three quarters down. Omar Abaye. So Abaye says like this. Soif, soif, Marahaylam Shatir, Hoko Mesakro Nachlo, Mi Shifto Di Imo, Le Shifto Di Yabo. Like the Nachlo still being changed around from her mother's Shevet to her father's Shevet. Like so far we're talking about the discussion, the whole thing here is that Lamaisa, when you get married, and let's say the wife dies, so the locha is the husband yashins his wife. That's a locha. The same thing we know also, a son also yashins his mother. So sometimes it's going to come out that the nachlo from one shevet is going to be changed over to another shevet. Like Lamosho, let's say a daughter yashins her father, let's say. So the daughter yashins, let's say the father. So it is the shaila that when the daughter gets married, the pasuk really talks about here at the end of Bamidbar, not to change around the nachla. And the pasuk says here, "V'loy tisav nachla levnei Yisro mimato amato," that you should not try and take away the nachla from Shevet Shimon to give it to Shevet Reuven. So in the case that let's say you have a daughter, let's say you have parents, the father was from Shevet Reuven. And he only had one daughter. So when the father dies, let's say, the Yerusha goes over to the daughter. So the daughter now has a Yerusha from Shevet Reuven. Let's say she gets married now to somebody from Shevet Shimon. So to come out that when she dies, her husband yashins her. So this Nachla, the property that originally was supposed to be by Shevet Reuven, goes over to Shevet Shimon. So that's why the Pasuk says that when the daughter gets married, l'chadchila, she's supposed to get married to the same Shevet from her father. If her father was from Shevet Reuven, so when she gets married now, she should also get married to somebody from Shevet Reuven. So therefore, even when she dies later on, who's going to yashin her? Her husband is also from Shevet Reuven. Tell what the pasuk is talking about over here. Trying to teach us, at least this is negayin Eretz Yisrael, again, Eretz Yisrael, when they had the Nachlo in Eretz Yisrael, so he wanted every Shevet to keep their Nachlo. So therefore, how do you keep it? A daughter, when you get married to a man from the same Shevet of your father. That's what we're dashing so far. Now Abaye comes up with a new problem. Abaye comes up, Omer Abaye, Soif Soif, Hakom Misakro Nachlo Mishifto Di Imo, Mishifto Di Abba. Luchuri is still changing around the Nachla from her mother to her father's Shevet. Because Lamaisa, let's say this daughter, her mother, let's say, came from Shevet Shimon. And her father came from Shevet Reuven. So now the Lachur is, when the mother dies, this daughter could yashin her mother also. The Lachur is the children yashin her mother. So let's say this mother that was from Shevet Shimon, when she dies, her nachla goes down to her daughter, right? Now this daughter, at points, yashin both her father and her mother. So the pasuk is saying, her father was from Reuven, so when she marries now, she should also marry into Shevet Reuven. So that even when this daughter will die, her husband Reuven will take, from Shevet Reuven will take over, so everything will stay in Shevet Reuven. Abaye's mother, what about the mother though? The mother was from Shevet Shimon. Let's say originally a man from Shevet Reuven married a lady from Shevet Shimon. Now when this lady dies, her daughter, and there's no sons there, or even if the sons, let's say the daughter left over, the daughter yashins her mother. So this daughter now has a Shevet, has a Nachla that came from Shevet Shimon. So the Pasuk only talks about she should get married to a man the same way her father. So true, the Nachla from her father that comes from Shevet Reuven will stay in Shevet Reuven. But why aren't we worried about the Nachla that has come from her mother? Her mother was from Shevet Shimon, and now the daughter yashins that, and they'll be given back to Shevet Reuven. So why aren't we afraid about that? That's Abaye's question. Soif, soif,
Like the mother that was from Shevet Shimon, so now was going to end up in Shevet Reuven. So Nori answers back, Abai, we're not worried about that. Like Porsche Pshan, the Psukim, only say that a daughter, when you get married, try and get married to a man from the same Shevet as your father. Mashma, we're only worried about the Shevet of your father, not about your mother. Why not? So Gemara says, Fidil Mashani Hosam Shekvar Huspa. Like it happened automatically by itself. Like Lamashal, as soon as your father married the mother, so right away then, at the time when she got married, she was allowed to get married, because we're talking about at that time, when she got married to another Nachlo, she had other brothers. So since she had at that time other brothers, even if her parents, the mother's parents would die, who would Yashin? Not the mother, but the other brothers. So the Nachlo would have stayed at Shevet Shimon. So Lechetchila Reuven, that comes from Shevet Reuven, is allowed to marry a daughter that comes from Shevet Shimon if that daughter has other brothers. Because that even when her parents die, who's going to yashin? Her brothers. So they were allowed to get married. What happened later on was her brothers died. And then her father or mother died. So it comes out now that that nachla from Shevet Shimon goes down to the daughter. But that's the lashon of the Gemara is like it happened already. But at the time when she got married, she was allowed to get married. Just later on, when the brothers died, that's not her fault. So therefore, the pasuk is not worried about what happens to the nachla of the mother. That's the Gemara Sino for Gemara says, "Do mishan yosam shekvar huspa." It changes by itself. Omalei Abaye says back, "No, I still have a kasha shekvar huspa lamrina." No, I don't say that svara. Still, we have to worry about, like, we'll soon see the eights according to Abaya, how you have to marry exactly into which shevet. We'll soon see. So, oh, Malay Rabbi Yemel Rabashi, Rabbi Yemel Sabat Rabashi, Iyam with Bishle Meshvakvar Shekvar Huspo, if in the Talmud this svar is Shekvar Huspo, that we're not worried about the mother's Yerusha, because when they first got married, since she had other brothers, there was nothing to worry about. Hainu Dimituk Makro, Bein Besibasaben, Bein Besibasabal. That's why it's good. This pasuk right now talks about, like we said, when a daughter gets married, she should get married to a husband from the same shevet that her father is from. Because when this daughter is going to die, either her husband will yashin her, if the husband is alive at that time, or else her son will yashin her. So as long as they're both from the Shevet of her father, Shevet Reuven, everything will stay in place. And we don't talk about the mother's Shevet, because that happens by itself. But according to you, Abaya, Eli Yamrit Lo Yamrina, but according to you, Abaya, you do not like this Svara, or Shekvar Huspo, that the mother's Yerusha already changed by itself. If so, Kimin Tzavo Li Echod, Mi Mishpachas Matoviha, my heavy, why is it enough to tell the pasuk says that when the daughter, Bisman, lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they wanted to keep every nachla with its shevet, so it says, you daughter, listen, you're a daughter that your father is from Shevet Reuven. The pasuk says, when you get married, take a husband also from Shevet Reuven, in order that when they yashin you, the nachla will still say in Shevet Reuven. That's all the Torah says. The question is, my heavy, like according to you, Abaya, if you are worried about the mother's nachla, like why doesn't the Torah mention it? So why is it enough just that this daughter should marry into the shevet of her father? We have to be afraid though, her mother was from Shevet Shimon, and she's going to yashin her mother. And if she gets married to a man from Shevet Reuven, it's going to come out the nachla that she got from her mother, from Shevet Shimon, is going to go over to Shevet Reuven. So according to you, Abaya, why doesn't the Torah give you an Eitzah? Or else, what is the Eitzah? How could we make it work? So like now we're going to answer. Abaya says, yes, I have a good Eitzah. Abaya says like this, Timenasvinan lei legavra. According to Abaya, you have to be very careful then when you get married. When your daughter gets married, she has to get married to Menasvin and Leila Gav, she gets married to a man, the Avuha Mishifta the Avuha, the Ima Mishifta the Ima. You daughter, let's see now, you have a Rochel here. Her father is from Shevet Reuven. and her mother is from Shevet Shimon. Now, when this daughter, Rachel, gets married, according to Abaya, it's not enough just to take a son that his father is from Shevet Reuven. That alone is not enough. You have to take a son that his father is from Shevet Reuven and his mother is from Shevet Shimon. The same way her parents are from Reuven and Shimon, when she gets married, she has to get married to a boy the same way that his parents also are from Reuven and from Shimon. One second. So therefore, even when Rachel dies, and Rachel now yashin nachlis from her own father, that's very good. The father's Reuven, it stays to Reuven. But even if she yashin her mother, which came from Shevet Shimon, when she gets married now to a husband, even when she dies and the nachla goes to her husband, it's not so bad. Because this husband also has a seed from Shevet Shimon. Because his mother was also from Shimon. True, his father is from Reuven. But since the husband... What?
But the nachla will go to Reuven.
Enachnamin. But the mixtas, it has to do with Shimon, though. Since the husband's mother was also from Shimon, right? So therefore, the transfer is not such a big transfer. You're right, it's transferring a little bit, but not such a big transfer. Because before, this nachla was by a person that the husband was from Shevet Reuven, and the mother was from Shevet Shimon. See, well, the father is the main thing, but the mother is a little bit there. So if it goes to the daughter, and the daughter gets married to a man, the same type of parents, that the father is from Reuven, and the mother is from Shimon, so when the wife's nachla goes over to her husband, they're not called such a big change. It's still in the same matzav it was before. Before also, the father was Reuven, the mother from Shimon, and now it's the same way. So according to Abaye, that's the way she has to get married. It's not enough just for her, the son of Reuven, to find a husband from Shevet Reuven, but she has to find a husband that her mother is also from the same Shevet her mother was from. That's what Abaye learns. The Menasvinen Leila Gavra the Avua. She has to get married to a husband that the Avua was shifted the Avua. His father is the same Shevet as your father. The Yima was shifted the Yima. That's what Abaye learns. That's where Yisrael get married. Bizman ha Eretz Yisrael, that was enough.
Do a lot of checking.
I think.
How come you're a mother now?
Moses says, "Ihochi for the mother, so